17 wants to cross a pole. You start it here. Wants to cross beyond two bars come out in the chimney. Like in those days, the old sweeps used to climb the chimneys to sweep them. And then, I can remember when they climbed this chimney. John Doe climbed this chimney to sweep it.
But it's not wide at all.
Yeah, you look in there underneath. You've only seen this part of it. You haven't seen that part of it. You see, you've got to look right up the chimney to see the room. That's where you've got to look. And then we had this chain hanging down with like a little iron hook that used to hold the kettles on there. We used to cook in a nice big pot. And in my young days, my mother used to put in a piece of bacon, cabbage, potatoes in a net, and a bog pudding all in this one pot. And it was good. It was topping. You get a nice turkey pudding in there and a nice lump of bacon. You put your potatoes in a net. I used to put the potatoes in a net. And then you put a bit of greens in. Your greens was nice and greasy. Your potatoes was nicely cooked. Your pudding was cooked. Your bacon was cooked. Mine didn't put it all in at once. You laid so long for your bacon to go in before. You're putting the grain before your bacon, you see, and then your bacon, then your few potatoes to go on so far, and you just try and see how far the potatoes have got to. In goes your greens, and then you're all nicely cooked up. Well, that's where I done my courting, in the old blacksmith shop here. We had an old blacksmith shop there, and that's where my husband first gave me my wristed watch. The first present he gave me was in the old blacksmith shop, just on the green across here. He didn't push me in the pond. He just gave me my nice wristed watch.
How do you mean he didn't push you in the pond?
Well, we got a pond quite close. You see, he could have said, here, I don't want no more to do with you. You go in the pond. There was right. But he didn't. He kept to me. I used to milk 22 cows night and morning, and then I'd got to take my milk in a little tiny, well, what we call a little milk cart, you know, drive a pony to over to turn for it to be picked up. That's what we didn't use on the farm. And of course we got young pigs, we got calves, and all that to be, and this year we were left to it. Oh, I was left to the cows, all right. I don't want to look at them now. I've got past that now, but I used to milk 22 cows. There's a man, young man alive today. Now he's got a little small holding on his own, the name of Norman Craven. He's coming to see me milking these cows. And he said, well, you are a jolly good milker, he said, Mrs. I said, am I? Yes, he said, that's the proper style of hand milking. He said, that's all right. And I said, oh, well, I don't know how long I shall carry it on for, I said, but as soon as the war's finished, I said, I shall finish, because I don't like the cow's eyes. I didn't like the cow's looking at me. So he said, ah, you be doing well. You know, after that, I'd done it about, I should think we'd done it for about 12 months or more longer, before ever the war cleared up. Might be longer than that. And then, of course, there was sheep and all on this farm. There was mares to be felled. Had poles, and of course the farmer was a man as liked to drop a drink at that time of day. He'd go out to stalter all through the village with a pony and cart and leave us poor girls, his housekeeper and me, to see to these mares a foaling, to see to these cows a carving, to see to the sheep if they got on their backs, you got to run and tip them up and put them back up on their feet. All that kind of thing you had to do. Always.